It's better if they don't see Bezad's house. You go ahead, I'm not coming. I don't want to come face to face with Uncle.
You dragged us over here, and now you're backing out?
Man, what backing out? I got into a little argument with Uncle this morning. Now, forget about it. He's angry, and he'll say something, then I'll say something back to him, and now your woman, whatever you say, he can't say back.
All right, let's go.
Look at what my son has done to us.
Soraya, dear, if you see Uncle saying bad things, just give me a sign, and I will come in and take care of him.
All right, now.
Go on now, don't be scared.
Here, take this orange juice for your dad. Here.
Who is it?
Hello. How are you?
I said, who is it?
It's Uncle's wife.
What is it?
Let me see that. Don't embarrass
us
now, please.
Go stand over there. Let me see. Yes? What the hell do you want from us? Why don't you leave us
alone? Mother, for God's sake, don't make a scene.
No one has the right to open the door before I've talked to your dad. Hey, Hesam. Hesam?
What? Has something happened?
Your enemies have come here.
My enemies?
The ones that called you a thief and a murderer and dragged you to court. They've reached a dead end and they don't know what else to do now.
Mother!
No one's talking to you. I'm telling your father what I have to say. I'm saying this in front of the children. If they step foot in this house, I won't stay here. I will leave this house.
Why are you raising your voice? Calm down.
Anyone that disrespects the man of this house doesn't have the right to step foot in this house, I'm telling you!
All right, fine. I'll go outside. You don't have the right to interfere.
Mother Bazard's at fault. What wrong did Uncle's wife and Soraya do?
You don't need to teach me anything, child. It's time for them to get the hell out of our lives.
What? Go. Get out of here. Go.
Hello.
Hello, Uncle.
No hello, no nothing. Forget about Uncle.
Listen, Hesam. Just end this right here and now. You know how precious Habib was for me.
It's too late, Murdoch. This has been going on for several days. You should have come yesterday or the day before. Not today that you lost in court. I was expecting you, but not right now. Right now, your pleading is only to take advantage. Not because you're sorry.
Uncle dear, we know your wife is angry at Bazard, but you should really forgive him. We don't have anyone else besides you.
For me, what a woman says doesn't mean anything. Don't think what I'm saying is what Surur has said. I had always opened the door of my house to you and always left it open. And now that it's closed, it's what I want. Do you understand that, Murdoch?
But, Hesam, you're the elder. Do you want me to say I made a mistake? I'll say it instead of Bezad. My son's under arrest. He's your brother's child. You know very well he doesn't belong there.
You know very well he doesn't belong.
I didn't put him in there. Now, just imagine it was the opposite. If I were in there and my wife or child came to you, what would you have said?
Look, Hesam, don't let the grudges get any bigger. Forgive. For the sake of Habib's soul, forgive.
Uncle dear, your enemies tricked Bazard and pushed him forward. You know it well.
Your brother is an idiot. Right now, he should learn that life will teach him a lesson. These are all wasted words. You go home now and never come to this house again.
His arm, dear. Your orange juice.
I don't want it. I got rid of them. Are you happy now?
Oh, what's it got to do with me? Oh, what a mess I'm stuck in, I swear.
He didn't let you in?
No. He said whatever he wanted to.
I knew it. That's how it is. We shouldn't have come. You shouldn't have belittled yourselves. It's all Bizarre's fault.
It's Bizarre's fault? Who's the one that dragged us over here?
All right, now you're looking for someone to blame. Let's go, man. He'll come out again. Let's go.
Come on, Mother.
Shh. I knew it. We shouldn't have come. Shh. It's all your fault.
Let's go.
Did you call for a cab?
Yeah, they didn't have any cars. We'll get a taxi on the street.
Isn't the striped shirt bad?
Are we going to a wedding? You're all right.
Why has your face gotten so skinny? Aren't you eating properly? Don't tell me you're on a diet again.
No, Daddy dear, I've got too much schoolwork.
Oh man, have some fun, some rest, a trip, some entertainment. Life isn't all just studying.
Daddy dear, it was exam time. I had to catch up for falling behind this term.
By the way, what news of that unfaithful brother of yours? He never even calls me.
He's good. I'm supposed to go see him in the beginning of October. I'll stay there for a few days. Don't you want to come as well?
Look, you already know I'm not comfortable there after your mother passed away. Well, someone's at the door. I have to go.
Daddy dear, you've got guests this time of night?
Look, it's just my attorney. It's a business meeting.
Look, tell him about my album. You want me to sing it for
Hello,
him?
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Thanks for coming.
Are you well, Namat?
Fine, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Look, maybe, you know, he'll really like my voice.
I've seen it. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Sina, my brother.
Have a seat, have a seat. Hello. Please sit.
Thank you. Is your foot bitter?
It's gradually getting better.
Well, thank God.
It'll get cold, please.
Thank you very much. We won't take up a lot of your time. If you'd be kind enough to bring me the house deed, we'll be on our way. The taxi's waiting for us outside, you see. I hope you understand.
What deed?
The deed. We talked about it on the phone. You said that it's not a problem, that you'd lend me your house deed for a day or two. Remember?
For what reason? With what guarantee?
I don't understand what you mean, sir.
But who do you think I am, girl? Would I give a blank check so you can spend it just whenever you like?
But what have I done, Doctor?
Well, you took my car and then you wrecked it. Then you took it to a body shop, had it painted, and brought it back. You thought I wouldn't know. Look, I really didn't expect this from you.
Look, Doctor. The whole thing was my fault. She didn't even know about it. I took the car and another car swiped it and took off. That's what happened.
But I don't understand what you were doing with the car. Ma'am, I gave you the car to use. So what was it doing with him?
Yes, I already told you. Sina is my brother.
Yes, you did say that, but I had given the car to you. How am I supposed to trust you now? Just an hour ago, I called Nikar, and he said that he'd fired you. What did you do? You must have done something for him to fire you.
Look, Doctor, that was just a misunderstanding that I'll explain for you later. And in relation to your car, believe me, I had no idea about what had happened. Sina must have been afraid to tell me. Right now, however much the damages were, however much, I'll pay for it myself. You just give me your account number and the amount, and I'll deposit it into your account.
And now what do you want the deed for?
For one of my clients.
And who is it that you have so much trust in? Now, if he gets out and runs away, how are you going to answer me then?
No, Doctor. We know him. He's a really good person, sir.
Mrs. Zania, you're an attorney yourself, and you know these things better than me. If someone wanted your house deed, would you just give it to them? How can I believe what you're saying? If this very night you took the deed and with an accomplice left off and sold it, what would I be able to do?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I expected too much from you. And regarding your car, I really don't know what to say. I'm really sorry. Forgive me. With your permission. Again, I'm sorry.
Believe me, she didn't know anything about the car. I'm really sorry. Goodbye.
When we get home, I'll kill you. Where did you damage it?
In the back. You can't even notice.
Can't notice? Then how did he find out?
How would I know? I was going down the street, and the first street
Sina,
I turned down, this guy... Ow!
Why didn't you tell me right then?
Man, I was looking for a body shop all night to fix it. I wanted to fix it without painting it, but I couldn't. That 60,000 tamans I said I'd spent having fun, I didn't use it for myself. I paid it for all the car. You even insulted me, saying I'd gone out to have fun with my friends. I just turned down the street and the guy swiped me.
Sina, that's enough. You really embarrassed me. I don't ever want to hear your voice. Got it?
Mrs. Zania?
What?
He called you. He called you.
Yes, Mr. Dawoodi.
The things I said, it was so that you'd know that I'm not a fool. Just be careful, please.
Yes, sure.
No wise person would give his house deed to a stranger.
Yes.
You're lucky I'm not wise. Come on in. Come in and take the title deed.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dawoodi. I'm coming.
Yes?
I'm sorry, but the door's closed.
Man, didn't you want to go?
Hey, man, you're driving us and you'll get paid for it. Just wait a minute, okay?
Hello? Yes? No, I was awake. What's going on?
The truth is, I'm very upset that Bazaar is in jail. We have to find a way to get him out.
We can't do anything before tomorrow morning, darling. Didn't you hear the judge said he had to stay there? I'll take my house deed tomorrow and give it to my doctor and Soraya.
But you can be sure, even if Bazaar comes out, nothing's going to happen.
Nothing's going to change. There are two times when people become stubborn. One is in youth, like Bazaar, and the other's in old age, like your father.
Everyone's just acting stubborn, Aunt. Tonight, my uncle's wife, Aunt Soraya, came here. You have no idea what to see my mum made. She didn't let them in. She got my dad all riled up. And he was already angry and went outside. It was really bad, Aunt.
I really don't know what to say, Bahar, dear. I can only say that I'm really sorry, my love. Sometimes some things happen that no one around can do anything about. Unless God does something about it. You should have faith in God, darling. Did you need anything else?
Thank you. Goodbye. Who are you calling this time of night? Don't even bother, Bahar. In prison, the first thing they do is take away all the criminal's personal possessions. Even his shoelaces.
Why the shoestrings?
So he doesn't hang himself because of you, of course.
You feel like joking in the middle of all this.
Bahar, you love Bazaar and that is fine. But you have to consider the family situation as well. Bazaar has done something wrong. But he's so stubborn that he doesn't want to give up. If he'd accepted his mistake, he should have apologized to Dad, and he didn't do that. Dad's heart is broken. What do you expect, Bahar?
You don't know anything, Nagar.
Whatever everyone else knows, I know as well. In fact, it's you that's not looking at things rationally, and you know that.
I'm not in the mood, Nagar. Go and teach somewhere else, okay?
Oh my god! Oh my god, Hesam! What's happened to you? Girls, hurry up!
Stop making such a scene. Nothing happened.
Father, what happened, Dad?
Nothing, man. I was coming up the stairs and I fell.
Does it hurt anywhere?
You came to kill me. I told you to stop thinking so much, man. God damn them for doing this to us. God damn them.
Mum, for God's sake, stop it.
I got dizzy, my eyes got blurry, and I fell. It's got nothing to do with them.
It doesn't? All those insults and accusations would melt a rock, not to mention a person.
You need to have an MRI, Father. I already told you before.
All right, just leave me
Mom,
alone.
Mum, for God's sake, stop it. This isn't the time for it now.
What is it? You want to start giving me advice now?
But saying these things isn't going to solve the problem, Mum.
Ah. Give me that. Won't you give me that blindfold?
Here you are, Father. Father, dear, if you need anything, just call me. I'll bring your blood pressure pill in half an hour.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Here you are.
You shouldn't have.
No problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've brought my house deed. My father's inheritance. I'm glad it'll allow Bazad to be released from prison.
Thank you so very much, Fatima.
You're welcome.
Thank you for thinking of us.
I swear we weren't able to sleep a wink all night.
No.
We called everywhere we could think of, but we couldn't find a deed at all. They either beat around the bush or they came up with some sort of excuse.
Trouble is like the plague. It makes everyone run away from you.
Yes, I have experienced it.
Don't look at yourself, Aunt, but everyone else in this family has removed themselves from this matter. They're probably scared Hisam will hear about it and get angry with him. Well, there's no other option. In these kind of family feuds, whatever side you take just causes the other side to get mad at you, and that's how it ends.
Yes, it's always like that.
Look, Manuchar, give that attorney a call and tell her we've got a house deed. Get up.
I did. I called 3 or 4 times now. There's no signal.
Darling, you can call from the house line.
No, Mother. It's easier to call a cell phone with another one. Oh, man. What to do, Aunt? All our troubles are because of that attorney and his no-good friend of his. They keep sitting and whispering things in Bezard's ears until they were able to get him all riled up and sent that poor guy out onto the field with a wooden sword.
Manuchar, instead of saying these things, make the call.
Oh, man, Sarai, I'm calling her here. Eh? She's become just like Bezard. She wants to shut up any opposing voice from us. Get out of here, man. You're getting on my nerves now. It's not going through. Look, there's no signal. Aunt, the story of Bezard and his uncle is just like the story of the cow that gives the milk. The cow keeps giving more and more and more milk, and when the pail is all filled up, filled to the brim, then it drops a little poop in it and kicks it over and spills it on the ground. Of course, I'm not talking about Uncle Hisam. My question is this, Aunt. What reason did Bezard have to ruin this relationship?
Bahar is really upset about this as well. Last night she called me.
But it was more like they were celebrating at their house. Really? They were all having a great time?
No, Bahar's not like that. I'm telling you, Bahar's not like that.
Fatima, what do you really think? In your opinion, did Hisam buy off the witnesses?
I don't know. I really don't know anything at all. What can I say?
What do you mean you don't know, Aunt? Excuse me, I'm really sorry. But if you don't know, then why did you go to the court? Why did you keep defending Bezard so much?
I went to the court, but I only said the things that I knew. I didn't say anything for anyone's benefit. This situation is really complicated. Every answer raises a new question and new conclusions along with it. Who knows what the story is? Do you know? You can't just convict someone so easily. Neither Bazad nor Hisam.
Aunt, I'm really sorry. Usually teachers give the correct answers to the students, but you, praise God, keep answering every question with yet another question.
Manuchar, just call instead of saying these things. What are you doing?
Oh, Maz, Saraya, why are you giving me a hard time here? What am I doing? Here, I'm calling already. It won't go through. I don't know what the girl's done to her cell phone. It doesn't go through. It's ringing. Hello there, Miss Azania. How are you? It's me, Manuchar. Mr. John Baksh. Mr. John Baksh, Bazad's brother-in-law. Man, Bazad Furuzanfar. I'm Bazad's brother-in-law. I'm Manuchar, yes. Yes, I'm fine, thank you. Excuse me, I wanted to tell you that we've got a house deed here.
I've already gotten a house deed and gotten his release orders from the judge. Right now, I'm standing here waiting for him to come out. If God wills it, I think he'll be home in an hour or two.
Really? Oh, man. I thought to myself that I should call later so that I wouldn't wake you up, but it seems you haven't eaten or slept since yesterday now. Thank you very much, ma'am. I'm very grateful, ma'am. God willing, we'll make it up to you.
It's no problem. Goodbye now.
What did you say?
All right, so that's taken care of. Aunt, thank you very much. His attorney seems to have got a house deed, and right now she's taking care of his paperwork so that he can come home again.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Your coming here has brought us good luck.
Thank God.
Oh, thank God. Thank God 1,000 times.
Argavan, he hasn't come yet. I'm really hungry, man. What should I do?
Here, go buy something for yourself to eat. You haven't eaten anything since morning.
You don't want to eat anything?
Nothing. Go on.
Hey, goodbye. Mrs. Anya.
Hello. Hello. I'm really sorry. I couldn't follow through with the legal procedure any more quickly.
No, not at all. Why did you take the trouble? It's just... Where's my family?
They are worried and waiting for you. I told them that you're being released.
Anyhow, thanks for not leaving me alone.
No problem. It was my duty. Anyhow, I have only myself to blame for this situation. You counted on my abilities, and I let you down.
No. It's just that your mistake was to put too much faith in the things I said. I mean, it was my own
mistake. Forget about it. It's too late for saying these things.
Yes. It's funny. I've lost everything I have. Over nothing, but instead... I'm happy that this matter gave me the chance to meet you.
But our work together is over with.
But our work isn't finished yet. I mean, we still have to settle our account. I'm talking about your attorney's fees.
I don't want anything from you, Mr. Firouz Anfar. In a day or two, I'll get your house deed released and that so-called friend can go back to prison.
Thank you. Can I ask you for something?
Well, that's great. So you've been released. Well, congratulations.
So you're in the music business?
No, I swear. I told the truth about that one. You can ask my sister about it.
But I didn't say anything. Well, if you agree, let's get a taxi. We'll drop you first, then I'll go home from there.
Don't even think about it. You go ahead and get home sooner because everyone's waiting for you. We'll get a taxi and go. You go on ahead.
Yeah? All right, then. All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll have some.
Thanks. Good to see you. Take care. I'll call you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Why was that poor guy so stressed out? I mean, if he came to ask for your hand, he'd faint.
Are you trying to be funny again?
Should I have them throw you in prison, huh? Yeah?
You're going to throw me in prison.
I'm really upset, Dad. I'm mad at everyone. I'm mad at you. I'm mad at Uncle. I've become a lamb among a bunch of wolves. But I promise you, Dad, I promise you that I'm not going to stop until the truth comes out. That's what I promise.
Soraya, darling. Mother dear. Come and answer this phone. It's ringing off the hook here.
You answer it yourself. We're busy.
Man, just look at me. I'm busy myself. What happened to your little prince? He hasn't shown up here yet?
I talked to him. He's on his way.
Yes? Hello?
Soraya, who is it?
Baha. Are you well, Baha, dear? So you finally came out of your shell. No, I wasn't trying to insult you.
You have the right, Soraya. For God's sake, forgive me for last night. I swear, I feel even worse than you do. What news of Behzad?
Did you get permission from your mom and dad to call here?
My father's not feeling well. He fell down last night. Right now, I've brought him to our hospital to get a CT scan. I don't know, should I be worried about my father or about Behzad, who's in prison right now?
Look, Bahadir.
They've always said you can't put back together an egg that's broken. If our two families used to be connected because of blood ties and family relations, with the way Uncle acted yesterday, all our ties have been cut. Behzad doesn't need any of your help. His attorney managed to get a house deed to bail him out. Right now, I can't talk any more of this.
I'm really busy, Baha. Goodbye.
Miss Azari to ICU. Miss Azari to ICU, please.
That one eats with the wolves and cries with the shepherd.
Let me see now. Were you talking to Baha in that tone of voice?
Yes. Something wrong?
Man, that's not right. She's going to be your sister-in-law sometime.
She was supposed to be here.
What are you saying now, Mother dear? Soraya, are you really acting like this starting from now?
Look, what's it got to do with you? Is she your relative?
End it already, Soraya.
If she really felt bad for us, she wouldn't have let Uncle's wife belittle us last night.
Stop it already. Is now the time for these things?
But he's talking a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, I'm really talking nonsense now. Seems it's genetic. They're all really stuck up, aren't they?
What are you saying, Manager?
Nothing. I said they didn't have cantaloupes, so I got a watermelon.
But you got cantaloupes, dear.
Oh, so I left the watermelon behind.
Mr. Amadi to Ward 4A. Mr. Amadi to Ward 4A. Ward 3, telephone call. Ward 3, telephone call.
Aren't you tired of talking on the phone so much, girl?
It was Nagar. She was asking how you were feeling. Huh.
Mr. Farooz Anfar, please go in. It's your turn.
Yes, have father. Father.
I'm not going.
Father, for God's sake, don't act like a stubborn child.
I know you're worried about me, girl. But I don't really want to go into that room. These doctors find 1,000 problems for each pain.
Why are you talking like a child, father? Why are you so afraid?
I'm honest with myself, child. I'm more broken up inside than you can imagine. You just saw it once and got flustered. I know what's going on in this world. I know I'm old and beaten up.
Father, why do you talk so bitterly about something we don't even know about?
You have to make me a promise.
Promise?
If I go in that room and come back, I might have 1,000 illnesses.
God forbid, Father.
Let me say what I have to. I don't want you to be like me, child. I don't want you to suffer because of others. Get the thought of that ungrateful kid right out of your head. Stop the one-sided kindness and affection.
Is now the time to be saying this?
In fact, now's the perfect time for it. I won't go into that room until you've promised me. Understand what I'm telling you.
What promise?
I want to see your wedding before I die. I want an answer.
Thank you.
Your little prince has come, Mother.
Listen, Manushir, don't say anything.
What?
What happened at Uncle's house?
No way, Mum. What, do you think I'm a child? The things you say. We're glad you're home, Cham. I'm at your service.
How are you, Manusha?
I'm just fine.
Hey, what are these things you're doing? How many days was I gone?
Oh, it was like
I love you so
days,
much, darling. Where have you been?
Oh, if you hadn't come in another
you've
2 days,
you've gotten so skinny.
Oh, man, oh, man.
You poor thing. You've gotten so skinny.
Man, stop
didn't
with
it
these
my
things.
Child probably didn't eat anything.
Mum, Dorothy, where have you been?
Oh, you
did
must
you
be tired, darling,
we were
right?
We're about to go to the airport.
کدوم خواستم کدوم جون کدوم عشق شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه حوث هایی که دامنگیر میشه میترسم چون دلم بیعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته حس یخ زدن تو آتیش حال سوختن تو سرما تو بیداری یه خیاله یه حقیقت تو رویا تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره به حال و روز ما کاری نداره همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست نه این که زندگی بیش میشه فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آن